enduring suffering wrongfully. The texts of 1 Peter will eventually come to a discussion of wives obeying their husbands, but it begins, just as we did in our discussion of the subject, by covering the general concept of spheres of authority. 1 Peter 2:13-23. 13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. The Bible is so clear. We are commanded to submit to every ordinance of the government that we are under, even to ignorant and foolish men. Verse 16 points out that we are actually free from the laws of man, for we are under the higher law of God. We have a liberty, but we are warned not to use our liberty as a cloak of maliciousness. That is, we are not to cloak, disguise maliciousness in the garments of our liberty in Christ. In other words, don't rebel for selfish reasons while claiming to be serving a higher, more just law, the excuse of every rebel. The text continues with the same principles, but now discussing servants under the authority of their masters, or, in modern terms, employers and employees. Verse 18. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. For this is thinkworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well, and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. This is where the issue is resolved. Servants are to be subject to their masters, whether they are good and gentle, or forward, crooked, perverse, wicked, unfair, surly. Even if a person in authority causes the one under him unjust suffering and grief, God commands the servant to endure it and take it patiently. The servant is not given the option of deciding that the master is not acting within the will of God and therefore should not be obeyed. It is acceptable with God, God's will, for the underling to suffer wrongfully and to take it patiently. You will surely wonder, why is it the will of God for the underling to suffer in the hands of the unjust and perverse authority? Two reasons are obvious, one of which we have already stated. First, the chain of authority must remain intact, even to the point of allowing some abuse. The other reason is introduced in verse 20, glory. We were created by God and placed upon this earth to express His glory. Psalms 8:5, Isaiah 43:7, Romans 2:7, Hebrews 2:7. Jesus did not live his life in ease for his own pleasure. He lived and suffered for the glory that was to follow. 1 Peter 1:11. Lady, you were created to give glory to God. When God puts you in subjection to a man whom he knows is going to cause you to suffer, it is with the understanding that you are obeying God by enduring the wrongful suffering. And when you suffer wrongfully, as unto the Lord, you bring great glory to God in heaven.